The Quran says in Surah Qiyamah, chapter number 75, verse number 3-5, the Quran says that the unbelievers will say that on the day of judgment, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be able to reconstruct the bones? Now, after we have died, we have been buried in the earth, our bones have rotted. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be able to reconstruct the bones on the day of judgment? Allah says, tell them, Allah will not only be able to reconstruct the bones, He can even reconstruct in perfect order the very tips of the finger. What does the Quran mean by saying Allah can even reconstruct in perfect order the very tips of the finger? It was in 1880 that Sir Francis Gould, he discovered the fingerprinting method, and he proved that no two fingerprints of two different human beings, even in a million, are identical. I mean, no two human beings can have the same fingerprints. And this fingerprinting method is used today by the police, by the CID, by the CIA, by the FBI, in trying to identify the criminals. Imagine the Quran speaks about the fingerprinting method 1400 years ago, that Allah can not only reconstruct the bones, He can even reconstruct the very tips of the finger in perfect order. Time doesn't permit me to describe about the various different scientific signs. I'll just give the last example of Prophet Taghathakashan. For more details, you can come tomorrow, which will be a talk only on Quran and modern science. I'll be speaking about it in more detail. If you want more details about Quran and modern science, inshallah, I can come tomorrow. I think it's in Durban. The venue is, I think, DLI is the venue tomorrow. Inshallah, at 6:30, if I'm not mistaken. There you'll get the more details. I'll just mention one more scientific fact mentioned in the Quran, which was related to Prophet Taghathakashan, who is a scientist from Thailand. Previously, the medical doctors, we thought, that only the brain was responsible for the feeling of pain. But today we have come to know that there are certain receptors in the skin known as pain receptors, which are also responsible for the feeling of pain. That is the reason whenever a patient of burn injury comes, the doctor takes a pin and pricks it in the area of burn. If the patient feels pain, the doctor is happy. It's a superficial burn, the pain receptors are intact. If the patient doesn't feel pain, the doctor is sad. It's a deep burn, the pain receptors have been destroyed. The Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 56, as to those who reject our signs, we shall cast them into the hellfire. And as often as their skins are roasted, we shall give them fresh skin so that they shall feel the pain. Quran says, as often as their skins are roasted, we shall give them fresh skin so that they shall feel the pain, indicating there is something in the skin which is responsible for the feeling of pain, which today we call as pain receptors. When Prophet Taghathakashan was shown this verse of the Quran, he couldn't believe. He said, we have done so much of research and we have come to know today, how could a book 1400 years ago mention this thing? He didn't believe in it. Later on, after reading the translation again and checking up with other scientists, he was so impressed with this verse of the Quran that in the city of Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, during the 8th medical conference, in the conference itself, he proclaimed the Shahada and said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. This one verse of the Quran was sufficient, this one sign of the Quran was sufficient to convince Prophet Taghathakashan to accept Islam. Some people are convinced with just one sign. Some people may require 10 signs. Some may require 100. While others, even after 1,000 signs are shown to them, they will not accept the truth. As it's mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 18, Summum, Bukmun, Umyun, Fawmla, Arjun, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, they will not return to the true path. And the same message is given in the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 13, verse number 13, which says, that seeing they see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. The Bible and the Quran speaks about such people, that these people, even what you show them very clearly the signs, yet these people, seeing, they will see not. Hearing, they hear not. The deaf, the dumb, the blind, they will not return to the true path. I come to the second part of my talk, and let's analyze the Bible and modern science, whether they conflict or they conciliate. Before I dwell into this topic, I would like to mention a few points. The Quran says in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 38, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down several revelations. By name, only four are mentioned in the Quran. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the Quran. The Torah is the wahi, the revelation, which was given to Moses, peace be upon him. The Zabur is the wahi, the revelation, which was given to David, peace be upon him. And Injil is the wahi, the revelation, which was given to Jesus, peace be upon him. And the Quran is the last and final revelation, which was given to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. By name, only four are mentioned in the Quran, but there were several revelations sent on the face of the earth. I would like to make it very clear that the present Bible, which the Christians read, is not the Injil which the Muslims believe in. We believe that Injil was the Wahi, the revelation which was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And it was the Word of God. But the present Bible is not the Injil which we believe which was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. The present Bible which the Christians have, it may contain the words of God, but it also contains the words of the prophets, the words of the historians. It even contains absurdities. It contains obscenities and innumerable scientific errors. Before we get into the topic, I would like to even mention that it's not my intention to point out or poke fun about the Bible. My intention is just to follow what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said in the Gospel of John, chapter number 8, verse number 28, where it says, that seek ye the truth and the truth shall free you. That if the Bible contains innumerable scientific errors, how can it be the Word of God? Can we attribute these scientific errors to Almighty God? It is just, I would like to know, let know the Christian brothers and sisters of us, that if the Bible is the Word of God, how can it contain innumerable scientific errors? Since Quran is the Furqan, and those verses of the Bible which match with the Quran, we Muslims have got no objection accepting it to be the Word of God. But what about the scientific errors? Therefore, what we say, that the complete Bible is not the Word of God. If we say that the complete Bible is the Word of God, then who will we attribute the scientific errors and mistakes to? It is just my intention to give guidance to my Christian brothers and sisters, not to ridicule the Bible, etc., so that in this age of science and technology, we together can prove to the atheist that there is an existence of Almighty God. Otherwise, how will an atheist agree that the God, your creator, makes scientific errors? Because today is the age of science and technology. And if it's the revelation of God, it should prove it to be the Word of God in all the ages, as I did with the glorious Quran. The Bible speaks about the creation of the universe in Genesis, the first book of the Bible of the Old Testament, chapter number 1. And it says that the heavens and the earth, the universe, was created in 6 days. And it speaks about a morning and an evening, indicating that it is a 24-hour day. Today the scientists, they say, it is not scientifically possible that the universe was created in 6 24-hour days. It's unscientific to mention that. The Quran too speaks that the heavens and the earth were created in 6 days. The Arabic word, ayam, the singular is yom, it has two meanings. It means a day, it also means a period. The main meaning is a period. Whether it's a 24-hour day or a long period, the yom can mean a 24-hour day, it can even mean a period, it can even mean a very long period, an epoch or an eon. The scientists don't have any objection with the Quranic narration that the heavens and the earth was created in 6 epochs, in 6 eons, very long period. The scientists say there cannot be any mistake, we don't mind agreeing with it. But we don't agree that the universe was created in 6 24-hour days. The Bible mentions in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 3 and 5, that Almighty God created light on the first day. And in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14 and 19, it says that the cause of the light, the stars and the sun, was created on the fourth day. How is it possible that the source of light The sun and the star was created on the fourth day, and the light which comes from the source was created on the fourth day, was created on the first day. The source has to be created first, then we'll have the light. How can you have light first and then the source? It's unscientific. The Bible says that the sun was created on the fourth day in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14 and 19. How can you have a day and night without the creation of the sun? It's unscientific. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 9 to 13, that the earth was created on the third day. And Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14 and 19 says, the sun was created on the fourth day. Now today science tells us that the earth and the moon is part of the parent body, the sun. It's not possible that the earth could have been created before the sun, which is the parent body. Either they were created simultaneously or the earth was created later after the sun. It's unscientific to say that the earth was created on the third day and the sun on the fourth day. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 11 to 13, that Almighty God made the vegetable kingdom, the vegetation, the herbs, shrubs and trees on the third day. And he made the sun, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14 and 19, on the fourth day. How can the vegetation come into existence without sun, without photosynthesis? How can the vegetable survive without the sunlight?